It's now time for our Troy Locker Room chat here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. We are joined by girls basketball coach, that is Derek Jasper. Taking part in the TVL tournaments, always a spectacle, a week-long spectacle, and got going last Saturday, your first-round game, coach, that first one against Centralia. Centralia, obviously a tough out each and every time you play them, and this one low-scoring, close. Panthers are able to hold on 36-30 as we kind of dive into it a little bit. Take us through that game on Saturday, and what'd you see?
Hey, yeah, poor shooting from both teams, really. They shot the ball a little bit better than us, but we just couldn't put anything in the hole. It was 15-6 Centralia at halftime. We were sitting at 3-for-22 from the floor. Had some nice looks. Ball just didn't go in the hole. You know, the right people were shooting. Thought we did a good job of not turning the ball over too much, you know, against Centralia's defense. But got some nice looks. Just couldn't shoot the ball. Both teams came out in the second half and shot a little better. I think each team hit 5 threes maybe in the second half. But still not great shooting, so that kind of made it a low-scoring, probably kind of slow, flat, intensity, hard game to watch. And I know, you know, Dieters is still a little bit sick and recovering, so she played only sparingly, some in and out against us. She was good when she was in there, though, for sure. And so Centralia, a very tough team. Could have had an opportunity to get them there on maybe an off-day kind of shooting for them. Just couldn't quite ever get over the hump and finished at 36-30, but a much better game probably defensively for us, even though they didn't shoot the ball great. I thought our defense was still better, a little bit more intense. You and I talked like for four games before this one, we'd given up 50 or more, so to hold them to 36 was pretty good. So a positive there defensively. We were just still kind of in the shooting slump that we've been in since Christmas break.
And then after that first loss to Centralia, you get a couple consolation games now. And how about the way your team responded on Tuesday night? You got Axtell and put a good one together, 54-28. Shots seemed to be falling this time around, and the defense was solid. And would you say maybe the best all-around game to this point in the year, or at least close to it?
Well, defensively, you know, to hold a team to 28, that was our lowest output of the game. So to go 36-28 so far in the tournament, it looks like things may be picking up for us defensively, but we really put an emphasis on that because I told you once we've been giving up way too many points. And, we jumped out to a great start, got ahead like 11-1, and then Harper Wettstein, our freshman, got in foul trouble, and it took us a while to figure out how to play without her. The second quarter wasn't good. We go in at half down 19-18, and then, Harper comes out and fouls immediately to start the second half to get her fourth. So we take her out, and you know, I'm starting to get a little bit concerned, and my gosh, we put together probably the best quarter we've had all year as we outscored Axtell 23-2 in the third quarter. Peyton Ingman got on one of her rolls. She's been in a bad shooting slump, but two or three times a year she just goes off, and she did that in the second half. Only had two at halftime, ended up with 19, so had a big second half. And some great contributions from some other people. Gracie Grable, our sophomore, came in and did a good job for Harper. And, you know, Peyton's a senior, but our other four seniors seemed to kind of play with some passion last night and a little bit of desperation because we preached all week about how bad we needed a win after losing four in a row. So proud of them for that.
Finally, Coach, you'll wrap it up on Saturday, a final game at Washington County, as you'll take on a Blue Valley team that lost to Lynn in their first game last weekend. What can you tell us here about this Blue Valley team, and what do you want to see from your team here as you close out the tournament?
Yeah, they're going to be tough. They're going to set in that zone, and even though we got hot last night, everybody knows as inconsistent as our shooting's been sometimes, we could go out there and throw up another 2-for-15 from three, or like a Saturday against Centralia, like a 5-for-24 from three. And that's going to make it tough when you're not hitting shots, and they're going to stay in, you know, pack in that zone and make us hit some shots probably. We need to try to speed the game up a little bit, but one that we need to get. If we could win two games in the tournament, doesn't matter if it's consolation, what games they are, if we can come out of the tournament 2-1, that will help our overall record. So a big game to see if we can put together two wins in a row Saturday, and we're leaving here at 7 a.m. and playing at 10 a.m., so we got to be ready to go early in the morning.
Yeah, certainly a different kind of scenario with the TVL tournament, with the times and the days. It's just all different. And certainly still, even though losing your first game, you can still come out above 500 with a win on Saturday. So it's going to be Troy and Blue Valley Saturday, one final game at the TVL tournament at Washington County. That is Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck Saturday, coach. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.